Good morning. It's 8:33. I'm Emily Files. Ed Zastrow and Dick Koos are in the studio with me. They're going to talk about the new senior directory for Ketchikan. Hi, you guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Tell us about it.
Well, we'll talk about it. Okay, I'll share some of this with Dick Koos, but what we're talking about is our brand new senior directory and what the senior directory is. It is a book, 8.5 by 11 in size, with a beautiful, beautiful cover on it. And what it does, it lists all of the agencies and sources available for seniors in our community in the Ketchikan area. So should you need some help in your home, day-to-day type of living type of thing, meals on wheels, or some transportation, or need a ride to the airport, the agency that presently helps the seniors in doing that is listed in the book, and all you have to do is look in the book and find it and call them up. And what you do, there's a telephone number. Directly behind the telephone number is the name of the person, so you talk to a real person with a good telephone number.
Great. So what's different about this one than in previous years?
Dick, maybe you'd like to...
I think the main thing, biggest difference is it's updated for one thing, because 2 years ago it was, you know, things change, people change. But I think I'm going to give Ed credit here. The cover is colored,
mm-hmm.
and it's got a really nice set of pictures from all of the downtown area, the community, and so forth. So it stands out a little bit. I think, Ed, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's inside the cover is a place for you to put... phone numbers and so forth,
mm-hmm.
of your doctor, relatives, so forth, so that they're right there handy for you.
Mm-hmm.
So just you put it inside the phone book and you got it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That we refer to that page as not sure who to call. Of course, the magic number to call is 911. In addition to that, of course, like Dick said, there are other numbers involved in here, the non-emergency type of numbers. And of course, when it came to our attention, someone tried to call the hospital and couldn't find Ketchikan General in there. Of course, it's Peace Health today, as we all know. Mm-hmm. So we have that listed and clarified that for mm-hmm. people that may be a little bit confused on it.
Yeah. So what kind of feedback have you gotten from seniors who use this?
Well, obviously, this is our fourth edition,
mm-hmm.
and we will be... printing 750 copies, and of course there's no charge for that, and we'll let Dick talk about that, how they're being dispensed, and the seniors then can ask for them, and the request is overwhelming. In addition to each and every agency that is listed in the directory right here, we are going out in the community that agencies that aren't listed, obviously, like the churches and several organizations, and of course the library, and of course KRBD will have a book also.
Great. So where are some of the easiest places for people to get
it? We've distributed these to the borough, the city, so they're going to have them available, and then it's going to be about any of those services that provide services. They will give them copies of them, and for those seniors interested, we meet, the last Friday of every month, 1:15, Ed, and we invite you to come down, and we'll have copies there for him to come down.
Mm-hmm.
That's down at the mall in the chamber offices.
Mm-hmm. One of the other things that probably we should talk about are some of the changes from the previous booklets to this one. And, of course, what our goal is to keep the booklet current. As Dick said, that people change constantly on the various agencies around town. So this is the most updated version, and the person that you just reviewed, she is in here also, and she just come on board from the Rondi. But more especially, I think one of the things that really got our attention a few years ago when our Social Security office shut down, it's no longer in the federal building. And on page 10 of our directory, it tells you now that it is in the job center, and how that works for the general public and people who don't know. You go to the job center, and they have office up there, and that is on Thursdays from 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock. You come in the door, you get a number. There's a special room set aside, and you talk to a video camera. And, of course, you talk to somebody directly in Juneau. There's a nice young lady on the other end of it, and will assist you with your Social Security problems. The group helped put that together, more especially the Job Center. We have to give them a lot of credit for helping the community that way. And we are in the process of trying to alert the community. That's where you go for your Social Security problems. And it is working very well. The feedback that we've got, it's nice to talk to a real person rather than dial a telephone number. Please go to number 3. Please go to number 4, which mm-hmm. none of us really like. So it has been really, really positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, in addition to that, and I'll let Dick talk about that, what we are including in each and every book is the benefit list. And what our group has done is put together a benefit list for seniors in the community, those 65, and you might want to talk about what's on that.
Yeah, just real briefly, if you're 65 and over and you've got your, say, your borough tax exempt card, that saves you your sales tax, so that's a benefit that we can credit the borough with giving our senior citizens. But you've got, you know, places like Cars, Safeway on Tuesdays, 10% off, A&P, Fridays is 5% off, Tetsuga's on Thursdays is 5% off, and you can go right down through this list here, the Daily News, the First City Players, district events, Gateway Bus Service, you get an unlimited pass reduction. Way to get to the airport, and most people know that the state offers hunting and fishing licenses permanently free of charge if you're over 60. One biggie for the local citizens that if you've got a house in town, you can get $150,000 tax exemption off on your assessed property value. So it goes, there's quite a few things in there that just save seniors who are on limited income mm-hmm. quite a bit of money during the year.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Any of these that seniors don't really know about usually? I'm guessing that they probably know about the bus service, pass reduction, and that type of thing, but any that are a little less obvious?
I would say there are those that do know, and then there's those that do not know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's every year we come up with more people find out, I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Once again, you know, we keep this list, the benefit list as we refer to it, up to date. We review it at least once a year. One of the things I forgot to mention, and the most important thing, of course, the booklet itself, we get back to the senior directory. The question is, well, who pays for this and where is the money coming from?
Mm-hmm.
We have a very, very generous community. And how the book is put together, of course, the local group, local AARP group, gets are given slips of paper to go out for the various agencies and make sure that the information is correct. Once that is done, then, of course, we had Love in Action. Lisa typed it up for us, and then, of course, the actual printing. The printing, of course, there's always a fiscal note attached to that. And this year, we were very, very pleased with IBEW, our local electrical union, gave us a substantial contribution towards the printing of the document. The Pioneers of Alaska, Igloo number 16, gave us some money. And, of course, there was another organization in town who chose not to be mentioned. But these three organizations completely and totally finance the entire operation of the printing, and we plan on printing about 750 copies. And Dick might want to talk about how we distribute them.
The way we distribute them is we've got a list of different places they go back to, and so members in the group all took us list and a bunch of these booklets, and we just distributed them out. Like I'm taking to the borough and the city. I know the churches get them all, and like I say, almost probably every group in here that is listed gets a few copies of it because they get that type of client coming in, and they can give it back to them so that they've got it for future reference.
Yeah. And right across the street at the library, there are a significant amount of numbers over there, and the girls over in the library will, you know, give you one of these if you need the whole thing, or they could make a copy of a certain page that you need for your use. And once again, we encourage the general public, you know, this is a senior directory for seniors with services available, and yes, I know you'll never need it, but then all of a sudden mother or dad, you know, has some problems in the house or at home, and they want to know where can we go to get some information to get somebody to help us. And that's what the senior directory is all about, for those folks that are in need. It lists all of the agencies in our community with a real person on the other end of the telephone once you call them up.
Mm-hmm. And so this doesn't just have the phone number, office hours, email, address. It also has some pretty detailed information on the kind of services that these places provide to seniors. It looks like a lot of research goes into this.
That it does. Yeah, there's quite a few man hours, and of course we thank the agencies, because we go to them and ask the agency, is this what you want written up for the services provided? And yes, is this how much you charge, or do you want to change it? That's why we update this publication every couple of years. The goal is something that's readable and something that is up to date.
Mm-hmm. Great, yeah, it looks great. Anything else to add?
Well, just that I certainly would like to encourage the community. If you have a need for this, please let us know, and we'll gladly share the document with you. And it's one of our projects, a service to the community.
Mm-hmm.
I might just make one comment again, Ed. The seniors do meet the last Friday of the month at 1:15 at the chamber office in the mall.
Okay.
Come down and visit us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Ed Zastro and Dick Coos, thanks so much.
Thank you so very kindly. Appreciate it.